Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Fox back on the show. John's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, ladies and gentlemen. He's been with us since 1998, and we'll celebrate his 19th anniversary a little bit later in the year. He is a retired tax attorney. He is a retired professor of tax policy at Mount Holyoke College, and he is just continuing, though, to make his ideas known in all the writings that he does and the speaking that he does, and we can't do without him around here. We need his analysis of the tax reform issues that are going on these days. And he's the author of a number of books, which I'll remind you about in a minute. He's our good friend, John Fox. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to join you.
And so what the candidates don't want you to ask, that's one of his books. Also, If America Has Really Understood the Income Tax, that's another one of his books. John, what do you think about, you and I have talked about tax reform, and there hasn't been real tax reform since 86, has there?
That's right.
They've sliced and diced around the edges. There was quite a bit of tax cuts back in 03 that expired, and President Obama raised taxes, but there hasn't been true tax reform in over 30 years. What do you think about the new proposal?
Well, it's not tax reform. It's really tax cutting. It increases the deficits enormously. Even the most conservative analysis by the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget, the Tax Foundation, says it will add trillions to our national debt. It's not what this Trump presidency promised. Real tax reform is not just cutting taxes and hoping the economy and revenues will return. Ronald Reagan tried that in 1981. And the tax revenues declined, and he had to reform.
So you don't like dynamic scoring as a tax reform strategy?
Well, it's not tax reform. In other words, cutting taxes can allow the economy to grow to some extent, depending upon how it affects interest rates. If our debt continues to grow, interest rates rise and cut off that economic growth. But we didn't get it. Reagan cut taxes, and the deficit started to rise. Yeah, he added over $1 trillion to our deficit.
But let me ask you a question, John.
Yeah.
One of the things Reagan did not get done, even though we tried, was to stem the growth of the federal government. He did not accomplish that. Nobody has since then. But Mr. Trump seems to be taking a shot at that. If he cut taxes and reduced the size of government, doesn't that help to offset some of the revenue situation?
Well, if you're going to cut taxes, you have to cut the size of government. Then the question is, what do you cut? So that's the great debate. Let me just put a few facts on the table. What real tax reform would look like? It would really mean that we'd have to address the problem that roughly half of all individual income, just beginning with individual income, is not taxed each year. And that half, Jim, amounts to close to $7 trillion of individual income that escapes tax every year. So real tax reform would see the relationship between tax rates and the tax base. The tax base is what's available to be taxed. As you expand the tax base, which means that you eliminate...
Are you talking about broadening the tax base to more people, or are you talking about eliminating some of the deductions?
Yeah, both. In other words... What you do is you take the large exclusions, the large deductions, and you have to either eliminate them or curtail them. In exchange for that, you get lower tax rates, and you can actually get greater economic growth and avoid exploding the deficit each year. you know, Bill Clinton, in fact, increased taxes. I'm not arguing for increasing taxes, but he increased taxes, and that was, he had 4 years in which the deficit declined rather than increased. But so what we have to do is really expose to the American people all of the major exclusions and deductions, which are, for the most part, in my judgment, inefficient, unfair, and if we did curtail them, if we eliminated the most the major ones, we could get real tax reform. And, and reform to me means that people pay taxes in accordance with their ability to pay, not with their ability to avoid tax.
And a broad application of that, not just among the wealthy. When we come back, I'm going to ask John two things. Number one, he's going to enumerate those things that he thinks we should be part of the reform. And I'm going to ask him if that can even be done in the current political environment on both sides of the aisle. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.